a popular Outcast production.
I have no life.
I don't know microphones. It's well, fine. I don't need to.
It's a good thing I have these two alcohols.
I don't know why I'm talking. Oh, because Aislinn started recording.
Yeah,
oh,
I did. Surprise.
I don't know why I'm going to talk.
But we'll probably just chop all this off later.
Never.
You edit nothing.
You have beer and wine and it's fucking fantastic.
Wait, where are you drinking?
I love it.
Are you serious?
He's double fisting two kinds of alcohol. It's wonderful.
I just woke up, too.
I love it. It's true.
That's technically a third type of alcohol.
Isn't that a Doors song?
It is. I don't know.
I don't listen to the Doors.
They're way too hippie for me.
The Doors.
Oh, good lord.
The Doors.
All right. This is going to be a fun episode.
Of course.
The beers are just hitting me right now.
First off, is it going to... No, never mind.
Coors Extra Gold.
Woo!
Bill Lager. Basically went to
I'm
the
such a lightweight.
Bill went to the store and went, "What's the cheapest you got?"
No, I didn't. I got the second cheesest.
The second cheesest.
I got the sexin cheesest. Chester Cheetah was first. And then the second cheesest was Coors Extra Gold Lager. No, Lion's Head's cheaper.
Oh yeah.
Lion's Head's $13.88 for a 24 pack.
This of is, cans?
Yeah.
I'm assuming. Yeah. Where'd you go?
I got this from the beer place in Lewisbag.
The Beer Barn?
Beer Barn, that's
or
what it's
like the weird like drive up corner like
what
place
is the
on
name
15.
Of that?
I don't
Bison Beverage.
Yeah.
Oh. Because the only thing I know that by is the drive through beer place.
I don't go there because it seems like it's right across the street from a high school, which is really
yeah.
weird.
Well, I mean, it's not right across the street. It's like diagonal.
Yeah, yeah. It's
the same intersection.
I know. It's hilarious.
It's catty corner.
This is your future.
Yeah, pretty much. If you stay in Pennsylvania, this will be what you become.
Yeah.
I'm all right with it.
I get to become tasty liquor.
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
It's pretty awesome.
I think it's what we all aspire to be.
Yeah, because I don't want to be, like, shitty liquor. I want to be tasty liquor.
Yes.
Speaking of...
Heavily regulated by the government.
I took one of those fantastic Facebook quizzes, you know, the BuzzFeed quizzes.
Yeah, love those.
Wait. It is, which Orange is the New Black character would be your prison wife?
Really?
I got Tasty.
Oh,
nice.
Wow, that's awesome. Tasty would be a good wife.
I would
Tasty's
shoot
hilarious.
I would shoot for crazy eyes.
Yeah.
Oh,
Tasty
God, seriously.
Because like
you know
that...
she's loyal.
Oh, right. God, yeah. You
yeah.
know.
Tasty's she not gay. Trained.
Doesn't matter.
Everyone's gay.
Neither
if you try
is
hard
the the brunette girl, but I mean, you know, that didn't stop her from having
yeah.
an affair with fucking.
Heroin addict.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Can't remember her name on
I'm
the show
call
or in
her
real
Molly.
Life.
Molly.
Whoa, wait, which ones and which?
The one that looks like she's from the 1950s.
Oh, yeah.
The girl with the accent.
Yeah.
Who was engaged.
Do you know she's actually, like, Australian?
Spoilers.
Yeah.
It's crazy, but she talks
yeah.
with, like, a Brooklyn accent.
Hey, no yeah. spoilers.
It's awesome. It's
I haven't
not a spoiler.
Seen any of the new seasons.
Well, then
so.
Don't
either.
Spoil nothing.
Should we introduce the fact that we have a guest?
Probably.
Two guests.
Probably.
Bill's,
since when am I not a guest?
Bill's like a half guest.
I'm,
we did this last time. We just talked about the fact that we had guests.
Yeah.
And then introduced them 10 minutes later.
It was like three assholes.
Right.
Calm down.
Just ignore me over here in the corner, you know.
So, all right. We once again have two guests we told you about last episode. We have Bill, who is kind of our ever-present fourth.
Hi, how's it going?
And we have a brand new guest. Mm. Oh, shit.
Do you know my name?
Ethan Walter.
I pay attention to shit. Don't act like I don't.
Ethan.
I actually just looked it up because my instinct was to call you Walter.
What?
I was like, that is wrong.
That's actually not my last name.
Oh.
That's just my Facebook name.
Right.
So no one can find you.
Talking on the mic, yeah.
Hiding from the man.
Is this better?
I was telling Kelsey because she was nowhere near it.
It gets a little sketchy with sharing the mic.
Yeah.
I had to a couple times just be like.
Yeah. Get up in there. Pretend you're like the Pointer Sisters.
You're like you're doing a duet.
Yeah. R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
That wasn't the Pointer Sisters. That was Aretha Franklin.
Well, it is now.
Pointer Sisters was I'm So Excited.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Microphone away from her.
Yeah. You lost mic privileges, actually.
Damn it.
I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it.
Well, why didn't he lose microphone privileges?
Because I'm a good singer.
All right.
Because he's doing the spoken word version.
Yeah.
He's pulling like a Scottish Shatner over there. I'm not sure what's going on.
I think it's Malcolm McDowell.
Much better, yeah. I was going to go for Sean Connery, but that's just because I saw a Sean Connery meme like 5 minutes ago. What time does Sean Connery arrive at Wimbledon?
I don't know.
Ten-ish.
That's great.
This episode's going to be fun.
Yeah, I'm into
excited.
It. Woo. It's been a while since y'all been drunk.
Oh, God, yeah. We stopped drinking in the studio, like, I think before Lauren left.
I've never been drunk in this studio.
We need to fix that.
Well, yeah. I don't know if that's true.
Well, on this program.
On this program. okay, I guess we have Ethan on because of the feed that we talked about.
What
in
the
Lost
fuck about
podcast.
Me, y'all?
Bill's
Everyone here. Knows why you're on.
Yeah,
because
you're
here.
On because...
Bill was actually asked to be here.
I really like when other people are being mean to you and not just me. This is fun.
We're kind of doing a part two to last week's. This week we're going to have on some male perspective.
Right.
Because it was all ladies last week. The lovely Gretel and Caitlin.
Caitlin.
Why do I want to throw a T in there? I'm a jerk. I'm sorry.
Sure.
It's because I know somebody named Caitlin who also goes to the open mic. So
everyone
it's,
knows someone named Caitlin.
I know.
Yeah.
Caitlin's Way, that shitty Nickelodeon TV show.
I feel like the show is now not accurate because it's what girls on girls.
Yeah.
And well,
don't be so sexist. You can be a girl for a few months.
You're a misogynist.
You're not.
Oh no. Oh no.
You're
this is why you're
first,
really here.
You're not even the first male.
Check your male privilege.
Oh, God.
Who was our first male guest?
Oh, guys.
AJ, I think.
AJ was first.
Yeah. I think he was like our first guest.
Yeah.
Because he was like episode 5.
Yeah. Damn.
You may have been on in some points because like you did the soundboard for the first few episodes.
Yeah, but I was never like a guest.
Yeah.
No, well, I mean, I have been.
We should say that we don't always talk about girl stuff because the three of us, and even when it was us and me and Aislinn and Lauren, we're not girly girls. Like we don't.
Well, it doesn't mean we don't talk about like things related to.
You talk about gardening all the time.
We do not. It was that one fucking time.
No, it was every time. It felt like every time.
And Kelsey doesn't get the mic anymore.
But I still have 2 drinks.
Yeah. Jealous.
If it makes you feel better, we can change the title to this episode to Girls on Men.
No, it's fine either way.
That makes me feel really good. That makes me feel so good.
Girls on Men.
Girls. No, actually,
no.
I don't like about
that.
Girls
sounds creepy.
Men.
Girls
that
on
sounds
boys.
Pedophilic.
Women
yes.
on Men. I don't know. There's no right? way to make it sound better.
No.
Women on Men sounds
we
better,
did
but
the one
not...
the one episode with AJ when he when he turned things around and asked us a bunch of questions. I think we titled it Guy on Girl or Guy on Girls or Guys on Girls.
Yeah, something like that.
That was a long time. That was like a fucking year ago.
That was. It was definitely more than a fortnight.
Definitely. Definitely.
I'll check. I've got an internet.
It was end of July, early August last year, I believe. I think it was early August.
Yeah, this is the first time I've been cold in here.
You're cold?
Oh, yeah.
Because you're like the closest to the fan.
I am sweating my balls off.
Oh, it's a good thing you decided.
What'd you say?
Finish that thought, Bill.
I missed it. What he
I
said.
Don't even remember what I was saying.
He's just like, it's a good thing that you're...
Yeah. Now you'll have to... you're sweating your balls off? Who says that? Men versus women versus life.
Oh, that's what... Damn it. All right.
Yeah.
Lots
I thought...
Of verses.
Whatever. Versus.
This is fun.
Oh, God.
At least there wasn't a lot of colons.
Yes.
Let's get Twi-hearted, colon, Twi-harder, new colon, moon.
New moon.
Colon.
Chapter six.
Episode blah, 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 colon, chapter blah.
Yeah.
Jeff, do you like colons?
I don't know about you. Ashley.
Yeah, thanks for not chiming in there, Kelsey.
It would have been for the worst if I had.
It was going to be a butt sex
moment.
Joke, wasn't it?
Oh yeah.
Why was it? I was about to make it too.
Yeah,
so.
It was going to get really gross up in here.
Let me tell you how much I love colons.
I thought you were going to say butt sex.
That's just what yeah. we talk about. <this episode.
laughs> I was saying how much I love butt sex.
Butt sex. That should just be what we talk about this episode. We were going to talk about
sex.
These nice
I talked about butt sex last week on and sex.
Yeah.
Well, not
just
truth.
Not go into colons and anal sex.
Not really the sex part. Just putting things in your butt.
This time,
right, as it should be.
Butt yeah. sex.
I mean, you got to start small. Learn what to put in your butt first.
Right. They actually have these, nobody asked me how I know about them.
It's fine.
But there are these things that you put in your butt. There's three of them. And you start in the morning with the smallest one.
Yeah.
About noon, you switch out for the medium one. Oh. And then at night, when you're about to get busy,
it's for like when
you switch out to the biggest.
When you plan ahead for butt sex, which is usually a good idea. Cause
premeditated butt sex.
It has
yes.
to be.
It's a good idea.
You have to plan. You have to know what to
but
eat
yeah,
that day.
You
have to know about what you're going to put in your butt that day.
You get your butt ready for the stretching. Because you can't go from zero to penis in 15
right.
seconds.
Enema.
Right.
Enema.
True.
Right. If you feel the need, yes.
I mean, yeah.
Not everybody does, but it's definitely an option.
Yeah.
But we're not here to talk about the butt sex.
We're not?
Why
not?
Yes. We're not your podcast.
We could.
Okay.
But, hey, I will plug my podcast.
Yes, plug. 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 Plug.
Butt plug.
Oh, Christ. Am
we're
I 12?
Silly. We all are. It's fine.
I didn't stop maturing.
Fine. We regressed.
Yeah.
I didn't really, you know, that's where I stopped maturing at 12.
But
I haven't been writing down shit. Oh, God damn it. So the first thing I'm going to be writing down is butt plugs. Butt
Woo!
Sex.
Yeah.
Butt sex.
Butt sex. Spelled with a CKS. Because it's funnier that way.
Absolutely.
And it's child friendly.
Yes. Yeah, because then they won't know what it says.
No, they'll know.
They just have to say it phonetically.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What happened to that cheese?
So.
It's delicious. Yeah, let's talk about what we're supposed to talk about.
Yes.
We talked about it a lot last episode, so I mean.
And is it?
Well, we can definitely like talk about it more, but like I don't want to get redundant.
But.
Mm-hmm. Is it okay if I say pussy hole?
Yeah.
I love that word.
I
why did you even ask?
It seems
maybe
because I wanted to say it.
Bill, you could always say pussy hole.
Okay, cool.
It seems redundant.
Oh, I know, and that's why it's genius.
I mean, yeah, but no, because pussy can be the whole thing.
Yeah, the pussy is the area, the hole.
I mean, that's like, you know, vulva versus vagina.
Yeah, it's like booty hole.
Yeah.
Like you have a booty and then you have the booty hole.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like the pussy
it's perfect.
Is the Yeah. The whole thing. Yes. I don't know why I'm grasping it like this.
That
is my experience with vaginas.
She's holding it two-handed.
Yes. Yeah. Are you like groping like an elephant vag? Yes. Is that what's going on?
Yes.
Like you need two hands?
Oh God, something's falling out.
Yeah.
Well, that's been my experience anyway.
And second... On this
I thought last week we went into a lot of detail about the internet
yes. fight that happened because
right.
we shared a story about a young girl's sexual harassment at school.
Right. And these two gentlemen were both both as involved as the women that we spoke to last
yes.
week.
Indeed.
But we don't want to be redundant and just talk about.
Yeah.
I mean, we can talk about any points that you would wish to talk
about.
Oh,
yeah. About. We'll kind
we
of
maybe
let you guys lead the conversation.
Right.
Things that you want to maybe
yeah.
touch on.
I thought.
On the spot.
Yeah.
Talk now.
Yeah, we should have really discussed this with you.
No, that's super easy.
I have no idea what's going on.
I wasn't even typing out the comments myself.
That's actually super easy. Don't be a fucking asshole to people.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And we're done. See you next week.
Next week, we talk about...
I don't know.
You guys will talk
about... We'll talk about butts a whole lot more.
More butts.
Mo butt.
This time, we move on to the large intestine.
We're just going to go up from there.
Yes. We're going through the digestive tract in reverse.
Woo!
Anyway, so...
In like 8 weeks, we'll get to the mouth.
Sorry.
If you don't want to hear about it, come back in about 2 months.
Yeah.
All right. So what do you guys have to say?
You start, Bill.
Go.
Why do I have to start?
Because this is closer to being your show.
You have more experience and...
Do you want to do rock, paper, scissors for it?
No. I mean,
I have nothing to say except filler at this point.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I don't know. I mean, like, there seems to be a lot of... I don't know if, not talking about the actual incident that spawned the idea here, but the incident that spawned the incident, the
I heard that.
It's beautiful.
wasn't sure if the listeners did. Don't want to be too offensive.
The
I'm a lady.
the story, the news story about the young lady who was you know, grabbed up upon and in a menacing way. And I mean, people just like, it seems like there's a lot of stories about, especially right now, high school women or girls, depending on their age.
Females,
ladies posting in regards to like sexist dress codes. Where like women are supposed to adhere to like, you know, your shit can't be longer than the fingertips and
shorter
or shorter than the fingertips.
Can't be longer.
Whoa. And,
that's the school I went to, at least. Quagmire was the teacher.
Giggity.
But and there were no incidents of harassment. It was weird. He was a perfect gentleman. Anyway.
We learned a lot.
Yeah. But I mean, like, there's an awful lot of, you know, the prom story.
Yeah.
There's, you know, like, women who are,
the recent thing with, like, the yearbooks where people went through and, like, edited more clothes onto the girls.
Right, exactly. And in that same book, there were pictures of men who were topless. And, you know, like,
some girls who were wearing tank tops that didn't get edited.
Right. It was specific girls who got their...
Anybody who had, like, cleavage or visible tattoos or just arbitrary reasons, really.
Well, breaking, like, these ancient morality codes that says, like, women have to cover up or else dudes can't... I mean, like, the perfect example would be, like, that prom thing where the girl in question, you know, it was a Christian prom...
Homeschool.
That was... Yeah, it was done by a Christian organization, but it was a homeschool prom, so a bunch of homeschool kids
went. We talked
about
it on the thing.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago, but...
Yeah, just a quick refresher.
He's linking things. Give him.
Yeah, and they do that whole, you know, oh, fingertip length, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And anyway, the girl ended up getting kicked out because she was causing lust in the... the male chaperones, who were all basically like the women who were there, they were their husbands.
I would have fucking kicked out the male chaperones because that's gross. That's
exactly. If you're a dude, and don't get me wrong, okay, women develop at, you know, they don't develop at 18. It's not like they become a full figured or a figure. Figures are created at 18. That doesn't happen.
Yeah. That'd be really painful.
Yeah, it was
just like suddenly you're 18. Like,
turn it into a werewolf.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking stretch marks as far as the eye can see.
Oh, God.
Nobody would be attractive ever again.
No, that'd be the standard.
Unless you're into tiger stripes.
Yeah.
They're not. What are they? Anyway.
Anyway,
point is.
That forever.
It's pretty great. It's pretty great.
Those aren't stretch marks. Those are tiger stripes.
I love it.
A lot of guys actually use that as a term of endearment for like their wife's stretch marks after having a baby. It's like, you know, those aren't stretch marks. She's my tiger and she earned her stripes.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, shut the fuck up.
I mean, it's sweet, dear, but...
Yeah, I appreciate the sentiment, but you're a fucking liar.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's okay to be like, okay, that's a little odd looking, but I still love you. You can say that. It's not like you got to make excuses
for
shit that happened.
That's not the hottest part of you, but it doesn't gross me out.
Yeah, exactly.
That's new.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, like, I don't understand why. I get that sometimes as a man, that, you know, you notice a woman and like you're going to notice like, you know, a figure or something like that. And you're going to see that. And if you can't control yourself to the point where like your date notices and then yells at the person who, like, the woman walking, you know, in front of you, hey, you need to cover up because my boyfriend wants to fuck you. There's something wrong with
that's
that
not
boyfriend.
My problem. That's your boyfriend's problem.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if I ever told this story, but I was going to try to turn this into a joke. The one time I was walking outside of the mall and from one exit to the other, because that's how I took my smoke breaks when I was at work, like on my e-cig. So I would walk outside, and as I got to the main entrance of the mall, there was a truck that slowed down, and there was this woman who was walking out of the mall. And so to set up the scene, woman walking out of the mall going across the crosswalk, she's got like those leggings on, you know, and they were pretty form-fitting, as those leggings are.
Fishnet or just normal?
No, just like your regular, normal. Like, okay. Yeah, like, yeah.
Black leggings.
Yeah, like black leggings. Okay. I think they might have been like a color, but I don't remember exactly. But I mean, like, she was, I mean, they were pretty tight. Dude in the car, or truck, with his lady. Truck. And like, so I see homeboy is like staring. And he just, like, follows her with his eyes with his lady friend in the car or truck. And, of course, she notices that he's, like, ogling at this lady's booty. And she hits him. And as I was walking, like, I got close enough as I was walking, thank God, to be able to hear him say, "What? I thought I knew her." Which is like, he was so just trying to cover the fact that he was totally checking this lady out.
Yeah.
Wow.
And like, I mean, but that's like,
that's pretty good comeback, yeah, though.
I mean, it is.
That's
and it's even worse when sometimes you actually do know the person and then you're like, I really thought, like, no, that's Jenny. I work with her. You know what I mean? But like, I mean,
not used to seeing her in street clothes.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. It's just like, it's odd because people forget that we are kind of animals and we are going to look and stuff like that. But like, there's a huge difference between making a scene about it. You know, you notice, you notice that you're noticing and then you know, look away, you know, like, be a gentleman about it, or like, you know,
like,
don't,
oh God,
and
I'm being an asshole. I should not stare. That's rude.
Exactly. Like, staring at somebody who has a nice figure and staring at somebody who has like a disfigurement is exactly the same. Like, you can't be rude about a situation. You know, if you think somebody's attractive, you know, like, you do, you can't stop that. But like, you can't, you know, like, approaching them in a weird way is fucking bullshit, you know, like, hey, those legs go all the way up, you know what I mean? Like, like, who the fuck do you think you are?
No. I actually met somebody the other day while I was working.
Yeah.
He works at the kiosk.
Don't blow him up.
Anyway, he works in the mall as well, and walked by with a group of his friends and just said, hey, the tattoo in your chest is really hot, and kept walking.
Yeah.
Just kept walking, and I'm just like, no. I'm working. No. Like, can you come back and say that when I can punch you in the face?
But see, like, but in a situation like that, if somebody were to walk up to you and be like, I really like your tattoo.
Yes.
That's a totally
which
different.
Which actually, ironically, a guy who was a customer that came up and bought a keychain did actually say, hey, your tattoos are really cool.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be like, that's how
there
you
is,
say it.
Yeah.
There is a difference between a compliment and harassment.
Yeah.
Right.
And the difference is saying, that thing is cool, and saying, that thing looks hot on you. Because you can say, like, oh, I like your shirt. That's really cool. Where did you purchase said shirt? Or being like, you look hot in that shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn, Ashley.
One of those is harassment.
That tattoo makes your tits look hot.
Yeah. I have a friend who's a fairly
thanks, Kelsey.
Fairly busty lady, and she has a quote right around here. And she was getting stared at a bar a couple weeks ago. And a friend of the starer was like, "My friend wants to know what your tattoo says." And she just screams across the bar, "Says stop looking at my tits, jackass."
Yeah. But see, like,
and that's what it actually says.
Yeah. Oh my God, I wish. Oh my God.
That would be the best tattoo ever.
And see, like,
just have it like subliminally written in the color you get behind it.
Oh my God. But see, and that's the thing, though, is that like
one of those color dot eye test things.
I know. Yes. I remember like Jeff talking about on Jeff in Motion a few times about like, you know, the capital N, capital G, nice guy thing. Mm-hmm. And I mean, like, that's been a thing for a long time, you know. And there was a point in time where I also suffered from that affliction. And you
I
know,
think like a lot of guys go through that phase.
Yeah, sure.
I think. Well, if you don't mind me putting in, but with the nice, I assume you're talking about like the nice guy, like, "I put all these tokens in. Why isn't it not giving me a prize?"
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, I think that's more of like a middle school, beginning high school thing. But yeah. I think what makes you a good person, though, is saying, "Okay, I did that as a kid. It's time to move on and mature."
Exactly.
And some people don't.
Yeah, some people don't.
That's the problem.
And they become men's rights activists.
Right. Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. They still wear fedoras in their 30s.
Yeah.
And not like, only when they're wearing suits going out to a nice business lunch.
Right. Only with their Dragon Ball Z like
Hawaiian
shirts. Yes.
And their cargo shorts.
Those they're the Hawaiian best. Shirts.
No, it's okay. Like you can wear Hawaiian shirts all you want, man.
It's just the combo. Stay away from the combo.
You can like Hawaiian shirts, and we'll just believe that you are liking them ironically. It's fine.
They're really comfortable, okay? It's like the best. It's actually, so comfortable.
I'm sure that they're as comfortable as like women's flowy blouses.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're great in the summer.
And look, I can wear this three different ways. I can button it, I can unbutton it, and I can tuck it in.
Never
for a
tuck
formal
it in.
Setting.
Yeah, never tuck it in.
No. I wear Jeff's Hawaiian shirts as summer robes.
Yeah, they're perfect.
Like, I put them on over my bra and underwear when I have to, like, do shit.
Yeah, it's like, now you're like, starring in an 80s movie.
Right? Where's Tom Cruise?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's sliding over there on his socks.
Who put that song on?
But no, I like...
Where's my sunglasses?
With that situation, you know, I mean, I definitely went through that, and I definitely went the opposite of, like, you know, like, fuck it, I don't care kind of guy, you know what I mean? Like, oh, whatever, you know, promiscuous, I think is what they call it. And
if you wanna.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that seems like a negative turn, but.
Yeah, yeah. I prefer, like, multiple partners.
Yeah, I was just like.
Polyamorous?
That's different.
Maybe.
Yeah. At one point, yes, but not like all the. I wasn't in love with several people at the same time.
True.
Maybe I was. I don't know. There's times where I'm like, am I? You know, like, or like in my life, I was like, yeah, I mean, maybe I do love these two people who I'm dates with often.
Ooh.
Ooh. Naked.
You were courting them?
Yes, I was courting. Was there.
Did you ever go steady?
This one time. We went to the sock hop and we got a milkshake with two straws and it was pretty cool.
The scandal.
Yes.
I want to do
our
that.
Our silhouette looked like a heart.
Did we do that?
Did you give her your class ring?
Yes, and my Letterman jacket.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, Bill, you didn't have a Letterman jacket.
I know, I stole it.
But you did drive a car off a cliff and jumped out the last second, but the other guy went with the car.
Right, exactly. It was totally an awesome
it
game of chicken.
It all makes sense.
Oh,
that's
God.
When I was a vampire.
No.
Lost
Too
Boys,
far.
I don't know.
Too right? far. Bringing it back.
Okay.
Reel it back.
Where were we? You guys are so much fun to just like keep going with, though. Like, and then I was the president.
You just like peel off your face and you're Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Oh.
Stop.
No, that was not necessary.
Yeah. Talk into the microphone. Don't make
no more
noises.
Beer for Ashley.
Yeah. We're trying to help you when we're waving your face in front of the microphone.
So nice guys. Nice guys. Being nice a nice guys. Guy. Growing out of being a nice guy.
Yeah. It's important. Don't be a dickhead. Like, don't think that people are like owing you shit. Like, nobody owed, like, and that's the thing.
Like,
is that
you are
like,
entitled to some sort of person.
Like, you know how
nobody
people...
owes you shit in life,
exactly.
No matter how much you give them.
Like, people always
Nothing
say
is
that,
owed you.
Everybody always says, like, nobody owes anybody anything, you know, but, like, you should be nice and you should be, you know, decent and stuff
because
like
that. Because it's the
but
right
you shouldn't
thing.
Exactly. Anything
not
out of it.
Exactly.
Like, that's ridiculous.
Exactly.
Are we entering into an atheist talk?
We might be. and that's, well, yeah, that's the common, like, oh, well, how can you be a good person if you're never going to get
how
rewarded
can you
for
not
it?
Be?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, if I need
reward,
to believe in God to be a good person, like, I'm a shitty person.
Exactly.
I worked in a, I'm just going to say, whoa, there goes
easy.
The table. I worked in a political office once, and,
and that was Barack Obama.
No, it was the opposite. I worked with a bunch of conservatives, and I'm not a conservative. And I'm kind of much like the complete opposite. But anyway, so one of the guys said, you know, we need religion in schools. Hey, we're kind of going way off here.
Yeah.
We need religion in schools because we need that moral authority.
Right.
Because, you know, humans can't control their emotions without religion. And I said, if the only thing, like, and this was his response to a school shooting.
Huh. What?
And, yeah.
We need to put prayer back in school.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. And I said, if the only thing stopping you from murdering your classmate is religion, you should probably check yourself into somewhere and get some help.
You know, thank goodness God's there, because otherwise I'd shoot every motherfucker in the face. Is not usually the best. Yeah, that's
at least
not
it's
a sane
the face, though.
Well, yeah, you know. And the pussy
kidding.
Hole. Wait, what?
There's a lot of nerve endings.
And we're
there.
Back.
Right. But anyway, you gotta keep it light. You gotta keep it light.
Right? It always comes back to the pussy.
Well, yeah,
it does.
Well,
pussy and religion.
Yeah.
That's what the show's all about.
Pretty similar if you think about it.
What is that? Yeah. What was the website that had the story about the woman who quote unquote spurred that Santa Barbara fuckhead? Did you guys hear about that? There was a fucking website. Like the woman that he was like, she won't give it up, and I'm so nice.
Wasn't it like a girl he knew in middle school?
Yeah, yeah.
And like TMZ is like reporting on the shit, posting pictures of her like now like bikinis.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it was TMZ, but it was probably
something
was
similar.
TMZ.
Tabloid
like TMZ.
Journalism.
Yeah, those motherfuckers are just like ruthless. But why would you even give that dude any reason and to be like, oh, see, there's a reason other than mental illness and like the societal problem of when you do something nice for somebody, it's because they owe you now somehow.
Yeah.
And like, I don't get why you would. That's giving the guy an out. You know what I mean? And
mansplaining.
Yeah. Like, it just, oh, God. It just doesn't make any sense to me that they would be like, oh, yeah. See,
if a woman did something like this, they would just call her a crazy bitch and be done with it.
Well, what did they do to the astronaut lady? Remember? Like, she was dating. No, wait. It's really not that funny.
Okay. I know what you're talking about.
She was dating a married man or obsessed with him. No one really knows for sure, because that's how those sort of stories always turn out.
Yeah.
She drove cross country. She was an astronaut.
Oh, she wore a diaper.
She wore a diaper because she didn't want to stop driving. She wanted to get there as fast as she could.
Pretty efficient.
Everybody knows that she, like, if you knew about the story, you knew, oh, she was that crazy bitch that wore a diaper to drive over to his house and try to, like, kill the wife in order to get with him. Like, but nobody knows that, like, nobody knows what their whole situation actually was. Because, like, he could have been leading her on. She could have actually been legitimately mentally ill. Like, there's no actual story.
But to assume
other
one
than,
way
yeah.
is bad.
Yeah. And it's always, like, in society, it's like, sooner or later, it will become the woman's fault. And sooner or later, it's like, when it comes to violence, if it's... and now that I'm going to get a little off track, but I'll get back on.
What? Off track?
Yeah. This never happens.
The popular outcasts.
Yeah. in society, if it's a black guy who shoots somebody, it's a thug. If it's a brown guy who shoots somebody, he's a terrorist. But if it's a white guy who shoots somebody, he's mentally ill. We need to reopen the discussion about mental illness. And like, why can't it just be everybody who fucking kills people is mentally ill?
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty clear.
But even that, you know, yeah. The person could not necessarily be mentally ill. The person could just be going under a lot of stress at that time and
but that's
not
that's
be expressing
if it's
it correctly.
Premeditated, yeah. That's mental illness. Yeah. If it's a crime of passion, that's
yeah.
stress.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's what I meant.
My particular standpoint is nobody who kills anybody is in their right mind.
Oh, absolutely not. Correct. Yeah. No.
And like, but there's always these like, and it's real easy when it's a woman. Mm-hmm. To be like, oh, she's obviously crazy.
Yeah.
And
she's emotional.
Yeah. Because
she's
yeah.
a woman.
Yeah.
Well, was she
she's
on her period at the time?
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what they fucking do. Because, like,
yeah.
women can't
women
have actual
don't...
emotions.
That's why a woman can never be president.
Right.
I know. She might bleed on everybody.
No. Well, no. She'll have her period and then declare Ew. World War III.
Yeah. Ew. This is what's going to happen. Didn't you know?
Yeah.
Let's take a look at Angela Merkel, shall we?
Yeah. But I don't
she's
know.
She's fine. She's yeah. actually a very good prime minister.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And who just got elected who was gay?
Oh, what's
where was it? British Columbia? Was it in Canada? Was it?
I want to say it was in the U.S.
I don't.
I want to say it was U.S. too.
I need to pay more attention to Facebook, guys.
Like,
that's how I get all my political opinion.
Carolina? South Carolina?
What?
I'm sure if you look up gay senator, it'll come up. That and
I feel like
wait,
that's
is Rick
not
Santorum?
Yeah, that's what I. Yeah. It's like those sweater vests, man. Right. Those sweater vests.
Oh man, I love that. Anyway, but that sounds really that sounds a little bit insensitive. I'm not saying like being gay is bad. Clearly,
no.
If you listen to this show or you listen to popular outcasts, no. You know that
I'm new, yeah. But I just want to make it clear that I am.
Yeah,
you're not anti.
I am an ally of LGBT at S. As Susquehanna University,
that's I'm a member of the ACLU. That's
yeah,
why I'm,
I know because you what? Keep getting all of their letters.
Yeah,
they send
and I signed.
So many
I signed half the petitions. Sometimes I don't agree with the other ones. Just saying.
No,
I was wondering who's saying and I was like, oh,
sorry. Okay, 4 days ago.
Yeah,
I'm gonna hold out my
Maine.
Bowels.
Shut up, Kelsey.
Very long.
I will stab you with a
pen. I thought you said bowels.
I know for a second. I was like, are we bringing it back to the butt
I'm
already?
Holding my bowels.
Okay, Maine yeah. could make history with gay governor, youngest out legislator.
Ah, Maine.
Fucking Maine.
That makes sense. That makes sense. In a good way.
They're super progressive and awesome.
Okay, he's in the running for November.
No, this was a woman.
Yeah,
are you talking about Tammy Baldwin?
Maybe. I don't know. I just saw a picture on Facebook and said...
Wisconsin?
Is same-sex
yeah,
marriage
maybe.
Legal in Maine?
I believe.
Probably.
I was going to say, if not, it's going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
States?
If it is in Pennsylvania, it has to be in Maine. Let's be honest.
Edge is...
I don't think it is in New York, is it?
New York?
New York, yeah.
New York
yeah.
has been legal
That's
for years.
That's where people have been going to get married.
Oh, yeah.
That New York is just a great
place. It's funny, because...
they have Broadway!
Jeff's uncle was visiting when, like, the legislation passed for gay marriage, so we're all teasing Uncle Dan's like, so you and Stanley gonna get married now? Uh-huh. And he's like, no, I don't know. He'd have to propose.
Here's the thing.
Oh, that's so adorable.
Like, you guys are damn adorable.
Here's the thing that I've been thinking about with gay marriage being legal in Pennsylvania now. What if there was this one person who was just like, oh, I don't want to get married to this girl, and gay marriage is legal, and that was their excuse the whole time. They were like, oh, it's not legal, honey. I can't get married
and
to you.
An and then an Adam Sandler
legal.
Film happens. Yes, it's
and then
great.
Like,
it's the opposite of I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like, God, I'm doing anything to avoid it.
That, yeah.
All right, what do we got? California, Delaware, Maine, Washington, D.C., Utah, of all fucking places.
No,
Oklahoma,
that's
Kentucky,
weird.
Virginia,
Kentucky.
Texas.
What?
Well, there's...
In February, it was ruled unconstitutional.
Oh, so that makes sense. I mean, for Texas.
Oh, okay. the decision was stayed, and it's pending appeal. Sorry. Michigan, Arkansas. These are places where the Supreme Court deemed it unconstitutional.
Why don't they just get the United
Idaho.
States Supreme Court to just be like, stop tripping on this stupid bullshit?
Oh, did you see that they finally made the ruling in the Supreme Court that in states where medicinal marijuana has been legalized, you are not allowed to go after growers anymore.
That's awesome. Woo. Good yes. for them. Good for them.
So I'm hoping that gets a lot of people out of jail, because I know a lot of people have been sent to jail because of that, because the feds come in, and since it's still illegal
at the federal, at the federal yeah. level. Yeah.
But now the Supreme Court's like, nope, can't touch them. Legal in the state.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That's good.
That was one of those things that I remember, and I hate the dude, but Bill Maher said on Politically Correct when he was talking about how like all these
people... I have a love-hate relationship with Bill Maher.
Yeah, he's a dickhead, but he's got some good points.
Yeah.
but he was talking about... He just goes about it in like an asshole way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he was talking about... Like
religious.
Yeah, exactly.
I felt... I'm not going to even talk about it.
No, it's fine.
Let's not get off on a huge Bill Maher tangent.
But he was talking about how like... He was like, you know, if all these people want to hate... Like all these... like the religious right, the Republicans want to hate Obama... He should at least do the things that I wanted him to do, so that, like, marijuana.
Yeah.
Give them gay a good marriage. Reason to hate.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, like, air quotes, good reason.
Yeah. Universal healthcare.
Yeah, exactly. Just make all this shit like actually happen and like in a good way.
Yeah, forget
and
this
then,
like.
And then like be mad
healthcare.
Up at the dude.
Universal,
yeah.
Just fucking do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Student debt. Yeah. Gone.
Exactly. Dude, take all the money from student debt and fucking put it into taxes. Like, just, hey, guess what? You know what?
We're not broke anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, guess what? Pot's legal and taxed. Well, that's
Colorado A-okay. Is doing so well.
Yeah
with
exactly.
Taxes, yeah.
Do you guys consider yourself to be
feminist?
And if not, or yes. if so, like... Yes. What is the middle ground between, like, I don't know.
Here's the
like,
thing.
Is there anything between, like, regular male
you either are
and feminism?
Or you aren't, but right. it's, you know.
But do you identify
saying
such?
It. Yeah. Yeah. And it's just like, it's like somebody, I read this recently, it's like somebody saying, I don't believe in cars. It's like, oh, I rely on, you know, these gas-powered vehicles to get me to and from places I need to be. But I don't call them cars. I don't like the word car.
Right, exactly. Right. Yeah, right. yeah, yeah, yeah.
I prefer horseless Karen.
But yeah, I mean, either you're for equality or you're not. Like,
I think
way
I
to
think,
skew the question, Eastlin.
I'm sorry.
Either you love people or you don't.
Yeah. I'm kind of for equality. No, I personally identify as a feminist, but I didn't really come to this conclusion until I went to college and kind of became educated after taking women's study classes and. Politic classes.
Where'd you go to school?
Susquehanna.
Oh, nice.
University, yeah.
Major?
Political history.
Ugh.
Yeah. So I'm unemployed.
Of course. And so is the English major.
Yes.
Hi.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah. I think what is important is that there's a lot of misinformation out there about mm-hmm. feminism, and I feel like...
Feminism and misandry often get lumped together,
yeah,
and they're not the
exactly.
same.
They're not the same. Like, I think what I've been doing with my friends who have a problem with feminism, I've been saying, I think you're thinking of matriarchy and
yes.
not feminism. Like, I try to separate the two. And then they're like, well, what's matriarchism? I'm like, oh, well, that's role of the women. And patriarchy is role of the men.
Mm-hmm.
So what is feminism? Feminism is equality between both genders. So,
well, why is it called feminism? Why can't it be peopleism then?
Why is it a secular humanism?
Yeah.
Yes.
People are fucking like, that's the, people trip on those words.
Synonyms.
And, yeah.
Synonyms. They're
exactly.
synonyms.
I know a lot
because
of
that's
people
what it's fucking called,
who have
asshole.
A problem with the word feminism, because it's like, well, I believe in equality for everybody, not just when it's like, well, feminism is like all encompassing, especially like fourth wave feminism right now is encompassing very much women of color and transgendered people.
Yeah,
right.
Like how afraid do you have to be? How insecure with your own sexuality do you have to be a man and say, I don't want to call myself a feminist because, but I believe in equality for both people. Like that to me, that just sounds like a fear, you know, like. People are so afraid of labels, and I get that okay.
It's because when people think
people,
of feminism,
but
you think of the stereotype, like
right.
the bra burning,
yeah.
man hating,
right, the
butch
radical
dyke.
Feminist.
Yeah.
Yes.
Matriarch.
Yeah. Free bleeding.
Matriarch, yeah.
You know, we had a whole episode on this a while back with Ali Zitch.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely worth listening to.
We need to have her back.
Yeah.
I love
like,
Ali.
Comment, subscribe.
Yeah. it's yeah, it's I don't get that. People are fucking they just trip on these words like that's what that like, you know, for the longest time when people like when homophobia became a word,
mm-hmm. yeah.
people were always saying, "Well, I'm not afraid of gays. I just don't like them." No, you're afraid.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
you
where
have
hate
a fear.
Comes from.
Exactly. You have a fear. You think that, like...
If I learned anything from Donnie Darko,
yeah.
the ends of the spectrums are fear and love.
Exactly.
That's right.
And you also have to tame the cock.
I lost
wait,
my
tame
virginity
the
to that movie, so and, I wish I remember.
What is going
that
on?
Is
no, wait, that's a different one. That's Tom Cruise and fucking Pie. Was it pie?
American Pie?
No.
Fucking a
Tom
Pie?
Tom Cruise wasn't
Tom
in
Cruise.
That.
Pie as in the...
Fucking a Pie. Not Pie. The other movie by that dude.
That's what I thought he said.
The Crank movie.
Oh, where he touches the electricity.
Requiem for a Dream.
Yes.
I don't
yes.
even know where we are in this conversation. No, no,
no, no, no.
I'm so lost.
No, 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 no.
That's
no, 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 no.
Yeah.
Bill and I got off on
movie references.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't want to hear what you got off on.
Again, Aislinn, this is not
it.
Your sexy
you
podcast.
I do not get personal on my sexy podcast
at all.
Thank you.
You handle that incredibly professionally.
I try.
There's sometimes
I fucking try.
You succeed.
And then a chemical goes to my brain.
Yes.
That sends blood to my loins.
That's exactly how sex works. But anyway.
Yes, it's so, a wondrous
yes.
feeling.
Requiem for a Dream. Fear. Homophobia.
Yeah.
There you go.
Homophobia like, comes from fear.
Yeah. You get these like weird, I don't know. Like it just seems to me like there's so much fear. There's so much insecurity. There's so much like it's not even a hatred anymore. It's like people are afraid to just be even like just to be nice because they'll mm-hmm. they'll be and speaking from a male point of view and like as one of the two dudes in here, like if I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. But like there is like the macho thing that a lot of dudes have to deal with. And I'm not saying that it's anywhere near as bad as like what women have to deal with as far as, you know, being harassed and stuff like that. But there is in like,
well, that
when you grow up, like you grow up as a boy and like,
why don't you like to hunt, boy?
Yeah. Why, you know, like,
why aren't you into cars?
If you don't do man stuff. Yeah. You are like,
I want to play Mario.
Exactly. You're yes. completely ostracized. And thank God that it's now cool to be like a to play
gamer,
video games. Yeah. Because like that's like one of the big things. But then again, you also have like
Call of Duty.
Yeah. You have the shooters, and then like everybody on Xbox Live is like, "Oh, you're a fag," you know, like, and they're all 12, and
you
like
dicks.
I'm gonna rape, rape your mom,
no, you're
and
not.
Like you're the N word.
My mom is
and
a delightful
that.
Person.
I'm not saying I'm going to. That would be.
I know.
I've never met her.
She's nice. She's nice.
I'm really sure.
What is she wearing?
I don't know.
Maybe does she deserve it?
Perhaps she's asking.
Probably
for it.
Scrubs because she's at work right
definitely
now.
Definitely asking.
Sounds
for
like
it.
She wants
my beer you're drinking.
I'm sorry.
Wait,
try the wine. Somebody's had a few too many.
What we were talking about with the macho thing.
Yeah.
You know, why does that have to be separate from that is also a feminist issue? Because
right.
if feminism is equality, you know, like that's why I don't consider myself a selfish person, but
right.
that is why one of the big reasons why I support feminism is because I don't want to be classified as a macho dude. Like,
right.
I don't want to be a macho dude.
Yeah.
I want to play guitar.
Exactly.
And not like, metal.
And right. sing about my feeling.
Yeah.
I want to sing about feelings.
Yeah.
And
like, that's the other thing.
Pearl Jam and stuff.
Yeah.
In one of my gender studies class, we actually discussed this to a great length, and I wrote a paper on it. I think it's called, hegemonogamy. No, no, that's not right. Masculinity. Hegemasculinity.
Okay.
It's the idea that men have to stand up to a certain ideal.
Yeah.
In order to survive in society
right.
or to be respected.
And I think, dude,
which I think is bullshit. And I think it's not discussed enough.
When you're a boy and you fall down and scrape your knee, like
you
when
are
you're
told to man up.
Yeah. When you're a girl and you fall down and scrape your knee, everybody comes running and like, oh, baby, are you okay?
Right.
But when you're a boy and you scrape your knee, everybody's like, suck it up, kid. Like,
yeah.
And you,
you're
like,
a man.
Yeah. You start from.
They've done studies on babies where they've put them in blue clothes and then they put them in pink clothes and they're treated completely differently from birth.
Right.
Like the females are generally just
like, you know, coddled and called princess and mm-hmm. you're so beautiful. And the boys are like, oh, you're going to be a football player.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you're going to fix cars.
Kurt Cobain. I remember like there
real
was
quick a, before, God, before
radiators you, and stuff
to the man up thing. The Duke University ad campaign.
Yeah.
With what's her name?
Well, with no. This is they were going. Maybe it wasn't Duke University. I don't know. I know you're probably thinking about the porn star girl.
Yeah.
No, this was like attacking the phrases like "man up," "be a man," stuff like that. And
yeah.
It's,
oh yeah, I remember. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. I'm not remembering or explaining it well. So, Bill, just please talk.
No, go ahead.
I don't remember it right off the top of
please,
my head.
Nobody knows
Kurt
what's
Cobain.
Going on.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Never mind. All right. So, there was a Kurt Cobain, Nirvana.
Yeah, yeah.
He was Nirvana. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Dave is cool.
Dave's awesome. And so is Chris. But
yeah. Chris
but
is like a senator.
Yeah, he's a senator.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Or
he was. And he got fat.
Ashley.
There's a point to this.
Not that yes. there's anything wrong with being
yeah.
heavy.
So anyway. The point is that I remember reading a comic from him. And like this is like when I was 14, 15. So it was like an integral part of like my development.
Mm-hmm.
I remember seeing a cartoon because I loved Nirvana when I was that age. Like they were
dope as
fuck. Did
you wear flower dresses like Kurt Cobain?
Oh yeah, hell yeah, I did.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I just wore a sweater.
The sweaters were dope. but I remember seeing this cartoon that he had drawn, and it was like this redneck dude and this like, you know, white trash lady, and like she's all like and pregnant, and he's all like, look at my little boy. He's down by the
river
down by the river yeah he's like holding the lady's stomach, and she's obviously very pregnant, and he's like, oh, my kid's gonna be a great, like, feel that kick, you can feel him, he's gonna be a good football player, you know, like you can feel that awesome kick. And then like the next panel is he's like, oh, let me listen to my beautiful boy in there. And then the third panel is the baby's foot kicking through and like through the dad's brain, like,
oh.
Just yeah, exactly, like, because like yeah. even in the womb, like, this kid was like such a strong kicker, but like going against what, you know, like the stereotypical male was.
Yeah.
And a lot of people who
a murderer.
Yeah. Well, no, but like
what?
It was an allegory, y'all.
Where's he was this going?
Because like because, you know, like the strong macho dad being like, my kid's going to play football and be like,
and
awesome.
And then the kid being like, no.
And the kid, yeah.
Fuck
exactly.
you, dad.
Exactly. Like, and there's so much of, you know, there's so much societal. Once again, I don't want to say it's as bad as like anything that women deal with, but there's a lot of societal pressure to be like, so you didn't fuck her yet? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they're like every step of the way when it comes to men, like, it's like, dude, no, it's you're supposed to do this stuff. You're supposed to objectify them. You're supposed to, like, treat them like shit. And it's and for people, the problem is that there's not enough dudes who don't feel
recognize
that way.
It.
Well, even
because there's so much pressure to feel that way. If they go against the grain, they'll
exactly,
be ostracized.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. The like, you. Oh God, they're just dicks everywhere. And you gotta be able to be in a position. Not that type of dick. Maybe I know why we don't drink on this anymore.
Get out of here.
There's like so many like no, there's
the Chris
like,
Hardwick dance.
Yeah. But like there's so many like assholes, and like like face it, dudes who want to stand up for what you believe. Listen, if you want to be fucking Captain America in the world and you know, like, and stand for what's right and shit like that, you are going to get your ass kicked over it at some point by some macho fucking dickhead. Like,
unless you're tall.
In well,
right.
Yeah, exactly.
Then, unless you're a big dude.
And then
I'm 5 foot one.
But if
I can't,
nobody takes
well,
seriously.
Well, I'm talking about, like, you know, men saying to other men.
Oh right, men
you
are talking.
Need, yeah, like, relax on this bullshit because you know that's stupid.
Right.
Wait, no, asshole. I'm saying when men are talking about stupid sexist bullshit, you need to be able to be like, no, I'm your friend and that's not cool, and stand up for yourself, stand up for what's
and
right
if, and if they respect you, they'll
they'll
be
and
like,
if they
okay.
don't, then fucking
then they're not your
friends.
Friend yeah
exactly
right.
Like if you're like hanging out with somebody and they're like, yeah, you know, like laying on that bullshit, it's a true man's job to say, like,
right,
yo, like that shit isn't cool, like, be nice. Like, treat exactly. people with fucking respect.
And like,
what? Like, yes, she's got nice tits. Why are you fucking staring and right. like being like, oh, I'd like to sit here, you know, like do this, that, or the other thing? Like, come on, that's not appropriate. You can have those fucking thoughts, and right. you will have those thoughts.
Exactly, it's human.
It's acting
exactly,
on them.
Mm-hmm. But right. acting on them, yeah, exactly. You cannot fucking put
it's
people in a bad position.
Another human.
Don't
that.
Exactly.
Don't suppress the feelings because that's only going to make things worse.
Right, exactly.
What you want to do is just let it flow through you, and then just say, okay,
yeah,
find
exactly.
a healthy outlet.
Yeah. yeah. Like, go home and jerk off.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like,
there are websites dedicated to different ways of jerking off. Like, you had mentioned yeah. the baggie of Vaseline yeah. between the mattresses.
Yeah. Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
That would make a mess.
Oh, no. You seal it up tight and make sure that.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah.
Right.
You can just Google interesting ways to jerk off.
It's all over your dick, then.
Oh, don't worry,
it's
sir.
Called
don't
lube.
Worry.
It belongs on your dick.
But it's Vaseline.
Well, okay. You don't have to use Vaseline. You can use
silicone lube is perfectly acceptable.
Yes. Awkward.
Which is now sold at Target.
Vaseline's yeah. good for your skin, though.
You can totally get silicone lube at Target.
My dick looks
for
like.
Cheap.
I don't know what I was going to say.
Wet platinum.
A goddamn
it's
peach.
Like $10 for 3 ounces.
Is it like hypoallergenic also?
Probably.
I have issues with allergies. So.
Yeah.
I
don't know. Check out the ingredient label.
If it doesn't make it. Never mind.
No, finish your thought.
I was just going to say swell up, but like, it's
I mean,
so
that, that can happen on its own.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It's supposed to do that.
I know. That was the joke. No, I don't know. This is too much of a fun conversation.
Right? And we're hitting the hour mark pretty soon. Oh, here.
We get to go longer, right?
We did like 1.07 with the girls, so
okay.
yeah. go for like 10 more minutes.
Although we actually talked about the thread on the girls.
Yeah, yeah. But I...
But, you know,
do you really want
to
repeat?
Don't have to.
Yeah. I mean, like, me personally, I think that...
As long as we're talking about, like, the issue, which was our intent.
And that's what we wanted to do.
I honestly feel like there's not enough dudes out there who are saying 100% not cool.
Yeah.
Like, you like, because nobody wants to be the asshole who's like, dude, stop talking about that. Like, right. you don't want your friends to
like the white knight.
Yeah,
either.
Exactly. That's a big deal, too.
Like, it's like, no, I'm a male feminist. I have to, you know, I have
M'lady.
To.
M'lady.
The guys that feel like that if anybody is being misogynistic, they have to come to the woman's rescue. And it's
right.
like,
yeah, and that's not welcome either.
Right.
At
yeah.
least in my
I
opinion.
Appreciate
I,
the thought.
I'm yeah. a very small
however,
woman. And people tend to want to come to my rescue.
Yeah.
And I don't like it.
And no. also some...
And a lot of women don't like it.
Right. And sometimes, like, those things get skewed where it's like, nobody should ever say anything bad about a woman ever.
And that's
no,
not
sometimes
right
women
either.
Are kind of dicks, too.
Yeah. yeah. If you're a horrible
and
person, you're a horrible
the right
person.
To be dicks.
Exactly. I like, mean, you get the right to be a dick.
Any gender can be a terrible person.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And it
yes.
doesn't
any
reflect
person
that,
can
like,
be a terrible
if
person.
I think a woman or a man or a trans person is a terrible person, I don't think all men or all women or all trans people are terrible.
Right.
That is, there is something to be said about that, too, because there is. A real problem with that, like, where, like, if you don't like a person who happens to be a person of color or
you're racist
gay,
or you're
yeah,
sexist
exactly.
or you're transphobic
and it's, and it,
or
it's
you're
real,
homophobic.
Yeah, and it's really easy to just, like, for people to, like, make people out to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that sometimes, like, I don't know, I don't like that either, but, like, that's not nearly as, like, there's not a whole bunch of gay dudes running around being an asshole just because of the fact that they know they can get away with it because they're gay, and people will be like, oh, you don't like him because you don't like gays. You're homophobic. Oh, you know, that's
yeah.
not that big of a problem.
Like, no, that guy's an asshole.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like it.
Exactly.
Giant
just,
yeah. ass.
Yeah. And there's
giant
some...
Giant asses.
It's huge.
The biggest. It takes up the sky. This was a good combo.
Is it like the Woody Allen
sky.
Everything you want to know about sex but we're afraid to ask with like the giant breasts?
Yes, exactly.
Across the countryside.
Yes,
giant
absolutely.
Ass.
pretty much right.
Just floating up
there. I don't know, but
for the fallopian tubes.
But I definitely think that there is that needs to be addressed as far as like the macho thing,
mm-hmm.
and I think that like there's a lot of problems with people who get on that kick of like, I don't know, there's so much there's so much self-hatred in men as well, because they know that that sort of thing is wrong, but they are put in the position where it's like, you are pressured to be a dickhead. You know, like, if somebody says something about you, you have to, like, you have to, quote-unquote, defend your honor.
Go ahead. If you look at the differences between, like...
Put it in front of your face.
If you look at the different... If you look at the differences between, like, boy, quote-unquote, boy toys or girl toys, like, you go to McDonald's and they're like, do you want a boy toy or a girl toy?
Which
they're not allowed to ask that anymore.
They are
they
not
do
allowed to
all
ask
the time.
That. They
I know.
Do all the time in Sealance Grove, and it
boy
pisses
or girl.
Me off.
Boy or girl.
Because when I worked there, you were not allowed to say that.
Yeah.
Record regardless. It when you go in and start recording it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
They do every fucking time.
Yeah, the boy toys, boy toys are always like the cooler ones. They function, they do things. And the girls get like notebooks and
dolls.
Stickers.
Yeah.
And
right.
Exactly.
So like, if you look at the difference between stereotypical toys, you have like the blue section, which is stereotypically the boy section, where you have guns and G.I. Joes and Legos and Star Wars and the fucking cool toys.
Yeah.
And then you go
and things
to
that
the
are
bullshit
not
girl section.
Things that are not even gender specific are just automatically placed in the boy section. Like,
right.
My daughter freaking loves the Octonauts.
Right. Yeah.
They're in with the boys' toys.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And, like, you have, like, the girl stuff where it's Barbies and I want to look pretty and pretty, pretty pony and pretty princess.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Like, this needs to
fucking...
I mean,
that's all well and good.
This needs to stop. Like, you need to teach your children...
Toys are toys, man.
You like what
to
you
play
like.
With what you like.
I had my
teach
little ponies when I was a kid.
Yeah, teach little boys to play with Barbies.
And that was
play
before
bronies.
Well,
and
just let them do what they want.
Like,
yeah,
don't
them, teach them to
don't,
do
okay,
anything.
Don't teach them to do it, but like teach them
let
that
them know
it's okay if
yeah.
they want
like,
to.
Like, if you want a Barbie,
right,
I'll fucking
right.
get you a Barbie.
My brother and I used to play Hot Wheels
like,
and Barbies.
God, what is that?
Yeah.
Because it was the most
Stink
fun.
Oh, it's huge.
They're not bad unless you kill them.
I know, but that one's huge.
They're the most most fun game for us was to play
Hot Wheels and Barbies.
Hair. Yeah.
Hot Wheels and Barbies.
It went in my hair. Hot Wheels and Barbies. Like, we would
awesome.
Play together
yeah.
in the dirt.
Yeah.
You know? That, you need to teach them that you can do whatever the fuck you want. And
yeah.
it's
yeah.
okay to play with dolls.
But once
yeah.
again,
or it's
like,
it's okay to play with macho
But you
toys.
Have to deal with, you know, thousands of years of
mm-hmm.
yeah. this is what boys, this is what girls. You know, like.
Yeah.
And God
like,
forbid your son wants to wear a dress.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Dude, you have no idea. Like, especially where I work, and I'm not going to say, I work at a video game retailer. And, like, there's so many times where, like, a mom will make, like, a joke where she's there with her teenage boy, and he's looking for a game, and she's trying to hurry him up because she wants to go fucking do whatever.
Do you want Barbie,
you know. Yeah, and she always will be like, oh, well, what about this, you know, specific girl's game? Why don't you buy Hello Kitty? You know what I mean? Like, and she's trying to make, like, a joke. But it's like, yeah, you're clearly making a sexist joke. Like, you're just,
mm-hmm.
you're shaming your child. What happens if your kid really loves Hello Kitty and you're like, and
or,
you're basically like straight up like treating them like an asshole because like, so they're never going to be able to express anything
yeah.
that they
or
really
that
enjoy.
That conversation you overheard that was like, see, your uncle was wrong. You're not gay. You like Spider-Man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, what if
awesome.
He likes Spider-Man?
Oh, dude. I would so... If I were gay, I would... And Spider-Man were real, he would be the perfect fucking boyfriend.
Those thighs, man.
Dude.
Yeah.
They're nice.
Dude. Not only that, but he's
and
witty.
He can kiss
yeah.
you upside down.
Yeah. And you think
that
any...
That's
dude,
weird. That's nice
nasty.
For everybody.
Does anybody think that you're going to get gay bashed if you're on a date with Spider-Man?
No.
He's going to fuck anybody up.
Right?
Yeah.
Aislinn, think of what else he could do upside down. Just... Let your mind wander there.
So he can 69 in
anybody can do that upside
position.
Down.
I always thought
but
that about Wolverine.
From the
yeah.
You've obviously never owned a sex swing.
No, I haven't.
Sex swing? What
do
is
you not anyway. Know what a sex swing is?
No. I mean,
Google
usually,
it.
Like
yeah.
in the.
We don't have time.
Classic.
Yeah. I was like, everyone could give their own basic description of a sex swing, but it would take.
Well, like, I know there are bars
it's a swing
dedicated.
You fuck on.
No, it's not swinging.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's a
harness that you hang and
it
fuck
hangs.
Upon.
Is there chalk involved?
Sometimes.
You know, like Olympics.
Yeah. I mean, depending if you got weak grip, yeah. I
don't know. Okay. We could go at this for a very, very long time. But Our time is running out, and I don't know about y'all, but I gotta pee pretty bad.
I've got the bladder of Superman.
My bladder is the body. The bladder of Zeus.
Zeus.
Zeus. Yes.
Zeus.
I've got the bladder of Aquaman.
Ethan had one beer. I don't even know what's going on here.
Aquaman.
I just
Poseidon.
I stumble over my words. Regardless.
Yeah.
Hey,
this is fun. Anytime.
Yeah.
Anytime. This was great. Ever again.
I forgot to ask Kaylin and Grethel, but do you two have any plugs that you would like to plug? Things on the internet. Do you want people to find you on the internet or in real life?
I'm an unemployed college student. Hire me.
Fair enough.
Plug your LinkedIn.
Ethan Howard.
I mean,
I want to plug my resume.
Yeah,
I have I have experience in writing legislation.
Yeah, hire this motherfucker,
please.
Well,
please
throw some links in the Facebook chat.
Yeah,
yeah.
if you seriously have anything you want on the blog post, Bill, I'm assuming just you know. PopularOutcast.com.
Yeah, definitely go to PopularOutcast.com because you're going to see some fucking awesome podcasts, and I'm on four of them.
We have a lot of awesome podcasts.
And I happen to be on four of them.
Only four?
Only four.
Wait. You got
Serving Ice.
Delusional Loners.
Yep.
Popular Outcasts.
Well, I was going to leave them last, but...
Twihearted.
Popular Outcasts. That's four.
I occasionally... because he reads...
Yeah, it's been a while since I've had a question, but
now half
there's
the show's
also
figuring out how many shows
this podcast, and then the defunct Popular Outcast Gaming.
Yeah. Do yourselves a favor, by the way. Go to listen to Ansex. That's another one that's dope
Shut up, Bill.
No.
Stop it.
And you gotta have fucking questions about doing it. And don't be shy. She's fucking anonymous.
Fucking questions.
I have fucking questions.
I take fucking questions.
She takes fucking questions. Do it up. For real.
And dating and relationship.
Whatever.
It's not just about, you know, the booty calls.
Yeah. Figure out, like, you know you have that question that you're so afraid to ask because you think it's going to be
ask
stupid.
Ask me about your dick. I'll talk about your dick.
Exactly. Exactly.
Is it normal pictures to feel like accepted a topography map?
If I'm warned first.
Send Aislinn pictures of your dick.
I would like you to...
I don't want random dick pics. That's why I never use
just
Snapchat anymore.
Does this look infected?
Yes.
I am not a doctor.
I But yeah,
there's
yeah.
There's cheese forming.
Oh, God, I have to...
If you really want to...
Bane?
No.
What the fuck?
Guys, I'm trying to... I know, right?
No.
Bane's over here like, is this infected?
A Batman! Look at my cock! I will fuck Gotham in the end like I am fucking you!
I don't know.
Oh my God.
I will throw you in the pit, and the pit is my asshole!
I don't know. But that would be pretty cool.
It
wouldn't be cool at all because then Bane would be a bad guy rapist, just not just a bad guy.
Can you please do sexy Bane at the next open mic?
Oh, Batman.
Batman.
If you would
right, anyway.
Like.
Okay, so anyway, popularoutcast.com.
A lot of cool podcasts. Listen
to
them
all. Mom Official, MNMOM, stands for Mike's No Mic Open Mic. That makes it easy for people.
Yeah.
Go to YouTube, check that shit out too. A lot of fucking funny ass comedians.
Oh yeah.
The next one is June 28th.
Yes.
And 3 days later, July 1st, is the Mon Mom Presents.
This
yes.
will come out after.
And 3 days before is Mon Mom Presents at Garfield.
Guys, this
yes.
will come out after that.
No, it won't.
No,
shut
it
up.
Won't. This comes out
next week.
This comes out in
it'll,
a couple days.
It'll come out. This episode
this
will
the
come out.
Episode.
This episode will come out the week of.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, we're fine. Right. And July 1st. Brandy Posey in the basement of the Sunbury
Fuck
Eagles.
Fuck yeah, that's going to
do
be
it.
Dope.
Kelsey's going to be telling jokes. You want to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come, and if I don't mind saying so myself, the Wednesday before, Garfield's presents.
Right.
Myself, Kelsey, and I think Mike Carpenter is doing it as well.
Nice.
Yeah, because, I mean.
You might want to let him know.
No,
apparently.
He knows, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
I thought
Aaron Dews was our.
He can't.
Oh, okay.
He
okay,
can't.
Fine with me.
That's going to be July.
Fair enough.
But yeah, come see that. Free shows everywhere. All yes. these shows are fucking free if you're in the area.
And they're so much fun.
Yeah.
They are.
Come if laugh you like your to fucking laugh, ass off.
They're free come and out. They serve alcohol.
Yeah.
Well, the alcohol is not free. It's come get drunk about with us.
$2, but that's $2. No.
Come get drunk with us.
And meet Murph the Muppet.
And meet Murph.
We are way over now.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Thank you, listeners.
We'll see you next week.
Thanks for having
us. Yes. Thank you.
Bye.